Good morning, world. Welcome back to the Solo Jare podcast. Not sure if it's morning for you, but it's morning for me. Feeling a wee bit mushroomy. We're going to kick back and relax with our shades on. Get nice and comfy. Get nice and cozy. There's something about having sunglasses on that feels like I'm safe. I feel very, like, protected and kind of like a turtle in its shell. It's funny how when you take a few days off of microdosing mushrooms and then you get back on, woo! It's interesting. And at this point, I don't even know if I should call what I do microdosing. It's more like mini dosing. Which takes me to a point. I literally just posted a video clip from the last podcast, and I just love it. Alan Watts talking about getting paid to play. I think it's such an important discussion. We're not going to talk about it today. I'm not really in the mood to like go super into like money and all that stuff, really, because it's just not that interesting. But if you want to hear about kind of how I made this happened to be able to like make a living online and get mushroomy every day, the podcast from a couple days ago outlines that. It's called How I Made Six Figures on TikTok. Go check it out. I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about today, which is where usually the best podcasts come from. To be honest, I don't know what I'm going to talk about anytime. What am I talking about? And before we get into it, couple quick announcements. First thing is, our ayahuasca ceremony in October. I think this is actually the only like real announcement. Everything else is just kind of still in the thought realm. But if you would like to come join me in Peru in the Sacred Valley, end of October, we're going to be doing a few ayahuasca ceremonies, one San Pedro ceremony. We're going to be checking out some ancient sites. It's going to be really cool. We're trying to get 15 people there. If you want some more info on this, check out the link in the description, the community garden. My friend Coleman and his partner Fernanda, she is the San Pedro shaman. They are starting their own thing. They split from Arcana, and this is a charity event. It's going to be giving back to communities in the area. I believe it is $500 from each ticket is going towards the local community. So, very excited about this. If you would like to join us, hit the link in the description. Anyway, guys, I kind of really like doing these morning podcasts here on this porch, drinking my coffee as my micro settles in. It's a very fun time hanging out with you all like this. And something I do kind of want to talk about today, which is I've been doing these one-on-one calls. People want to talk to me one-on-one apparently. So when I hop on these calls, it's very fascinating because it's usually centered around people are telling me they want to start sharing, they want to start posting, they want to start, you know, sharing their music or their podcast or whatever it is, and they are worried about judgment, they're insecure. A lot of times it's insecurity disguised as perfectionism is what I find a lot. You know, it's so funny, guys, speaking of perfectionism, this podcast is already all over the place, and I'm literally sitting here thinking to myself, like looking over at my computer, like, shit, should I just like start this over? And it's like, no, I'm not going to start it over. That disrupts the flow. We're already here, because in my head, I can't help but think about like YouTube retention and watch times and all this bullshit that gets in the way of creating good art. And that's really what I wanted to get into today, is like, cause I need, these are like therapy sessions for me, these little podcasts here. I've been doing them like every other day here on the porch. It'll be a fun little chapter to binge anyway, going forward for people. But, and it's been fun for me, which is what matters. But it's so easy to get caught up in that, even as me. Like, if you scroll way down on my Instagram, Dude, I used to post just anything and everything. I'd post like that tree and be like, good morning. And it'd get 4 likes and I didn't care. And now my mind has been conditioned, polluted with, you know, metrics and things like that. You know, like I'll post a photo or something that I want to post, and then I'll take it down and I'll be like, well, let me post a reel that I know is going to go off and get people talking. It'll get a lot of engagement. And so then I go to my podcast and I'm like, oh, this is polarizing. Let me post this on Instagram instead of like what I wanted to post, which was like, you know, a stack of mushrooms or something. So I know I share a lot. I share every day of my life on the internet. But even me, even someone like myself, can get caught up in the stupid game. In the stupid game. There's no other way to put it than it's the stupid game. It's like I really am finding myself getting back to this point where I just create what I want to create, post what I want to post, and I don't care about the outcome. Like, I'm telling you guys, it's so insane how, like, I can catch my mind drifting into these places where it's like, oh my God, you have 65,000 Instagram followers. If you post this video and it only gets 400 likes, that means only some percent of your followers. That's terrible engagement. And it's like, dude, this is fucking exhausting. I got to get over this. And so there you guys go. I just spilled my fucking heart with you about my social media problem. Thankfully, I don't have a problem with sitting and scrolling on TikTok all day. I have a problem with not posting what the fuck I actually want to post, even though I am posting stuff that I want to post, but it's not like the thing I want to post on Instagram today. And I need to get back to that place. And it's an injustice to the people following me if I don't post exactly what I want to post. Oh my God, I need to breathe. What is happening this morning? I just totally filled you guys in. It's so funny how like the ego, the mind hates admitting something like that to so many people. We're going to do it anyway, though. We're going to post it because who cares? Who is anybody to judge me? Who's anybody to judge you? We're all just here doing our best. But so I guess that's kind of what I wanted to touch on was like, if there's something in your life that you want to do, that you want to share, that you want to create, that you're not creating, I think it's really worth diving into the deeper underlying problem there. Because if you don't channel that creative energy that's bursting from within you, you're going to find yourself a few years down the road like exploding from the inside out. Literally, this energy will destroy you if you don't find a creative outlet to funnel it into. So whether you have to start a new account, whether you have to block your mom, whether you have to remove the followers from your old high school, whatever it is, you gotta do it. You gotta start creating. We're living through an art renaissance, and people, man, wow, you see how like I was just flowing there, I was in the flow of speaking, and then I start thinking, and the flow is disrupted. When I'm in the flow, I flow. And when I think, I disrupt the flow. Noted. Like, I know this, right? But my fucking brain is still operating in this, like, clip-centered kind of environment, right? Which I really want to get out of. I want to shift more into long form YouTube stuff. Instagram and TikTok is like destroying our fucking brain, dude. Literally, it's
There's got to be a better way.
You guys are catching me in a very vulnerable, strange moment right now. I'm not going to apologize. Maybe this won't be my most popular podcast, but you're seeing what I look like at 9-something in the morning, just trying to get my bearings on reality. It's so fucking strange. It's so strange. Reality is so fucking strange. And when you're distracted with a job or other bullshit 3D obligations you don't want to be doing, well, you forget how strange and how miraculous it is. We're so caught up in this rat race that if we would just stop and maybe do some LSD or something, we would we could go breathe and talk with the trees and play around, man. That's what it keeps coming back to for me. It's like, why should I be so, like, why should I have it all together? Why should I be all serious? And why should I have any rigidity to my life at all? Like, if I just want to roll around on the ground and, like, hug trees and eat, sing in the mountains, like, why can't a human being do that? They can. I mean, lots of people are doing it. I do that kind of shit. It's just like we live in this weird society where you're supposed to like be productive or have something together. And it's like, what is there to do? We're just running around murdering the earth, murdering ourselves. Instead, let's stop the doing. Let's stop being productive. What a concept to not be productive. But what if laying out naked in the sun is productive? Did you ever think about that? What if taking a few years of your life and going on a vision quest and eating lots of mushrooms is productive? Did you ever think about that? I mean, that sort of stuff has certainly been productive for me. You know, anybody could say what they want. You can call me a fucking, you know, I get the stupidest comments. I can't believe people say burnout still. It's so stupid. Or like, you know, just dumb little things. It's like, yeah, I'm getting paid to do this, though. Like, I don't go to work. I ain't stressing. I've made a job out of the internet, out of social media. And I got there by doing these sorts of things I'm talking about, like laying naked in the sun on LSD, like eating mushrooms for years, you know, just like finding myself, just figuring it out. I was on a Zoom call yesterday, and it's so crazy how when I'm on these calls, my own, it's like therapy for me. So are these podcasts. Like, my own subconscious gets a chance to come out and play when I hold the mic up, or when there's another person on the screen across from me. It's funny how it works. But I realized that I spend so much time and energy. Whoa, big gust of wind coming in. Feels good on my legs. I'm wearing little short shorts. Just the wind on your legs makes you feel so alive. Woo! Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo! The wind is speaking. The wind is speaking. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. You know, I ended up telling this girl, I was like, because I could see it in her, the same thing within myself, and it made me shine a light at myself and go, oh, fuck. I spend so much time and energy trying to make it seem like I got it all figured out and that I have something to prove to my parents, to the people in my hometown, right? I spend so much time trying to make it seem like I got it all figured out. Like, yeah, I walked away from the shit you guys are doing because I have this way and I'm 25 and it already works. And this is the better way. Like, that's what I want it to be in my mind, but that's not true. Yes. Am I living a cool life? Yeah, but I don't know anything. I don't fucking know anything. I don't believe in anything. Like, I have zero beliefs, you know? That's how early on I am in my process. Like, I don't even believe in anything. And when I do start to believe in something, I'm like, hey, we're starting to believe in something. Better not do that. Because belief leads to ideology. And that's just a slippery slope. Ideology is no way to live in reality. No way to frame reality. So, yeah, man, I'm just staying open and finding what feels good and just flowing, you know? Like, I'm shooting this podcast right now on my phone, and I'm going to upload it immediately. No thought, no production team, no editing. I'm just going to upload it, and if no one likes it, oh well, is my career as a Instagram podcaster over? Maybe. Who gives a fuck? We'll figure it out. I'm just realizing that, like, none of the stuff that we attach ourselves to holds any substance in reality, holds any weight in reality. I notice that, like, everything I think I need, it leaves, and then I'm fine, and I realize I don't need it. All I need is me. All I need to do is stand up and take another breath and keep moving forward. What an interesting podcast. This might be the most train wreck of a podcast yet. That's okay. That's okay. Like, I'm really telling myself right now that it's okay. It's okay. Like, the thought, I'm just being so honest with you guys. I can't hide. The camera's looking at me, and I just got to tell you guys. I'm, like, terrified of the thought of my YouTube channel having all my most recent podcasts and then this one being there with like half the views as the other ones. Like, I don't want to break my run of like well performing in my mind podcasts. Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that fucking psychotic? This is really liberating doing this. I'm telling you, it's like humiliating knowing I'm going to post this and that people are going to be like, what the fuck's happening? This guy is crazy. And yes, that's true. But it's liberating for me because I got to get back to the point where I'm just posting wherever the fuck I want to post. Not worried about the numbers. You know, you get a little bit of success, stuff starts going viral. You start getting some brand deals and you start thinking this way. You start thinking that it all has to look a certain way, but it doesn't. And it doesn't matter. So, hey, I guess that's the message for the day, guys. Like, I guess just create and share, period, without any thought of how it's going to perform or how it's going to be received. That's what I got to do. I can't tell you what you got to do, but I'm just kind of having a lot of personal revelations, if you guys can't tell. It's been a really weird week. It's been a heavy week. I kind of just want to cry right now, to be honest with you. I want to cry because as free as I seem or appear, I'm realizing I still have my own jails, like what we've discussed with the whole social media thing. And that creates blockages in my life. And that's what I'm realizing. I can't flow like I know I need to flow if I'm caught up in any of this shit. So, holy Holy shit. I can't believe I'm posting this. I love you guys. If this is your first podcast of mine, please go check out any other podcast of mine before you decide to never listen again. Go give me one more chance because this is easily my worst podcast ever. And that's okay. Maybe it was the sunglasses. Maybe I won't wear sunglasses next time. Oh my gosh, I probably would have... No, I need the sunglasses. Too mushroomy for this shit. Anyway, guys, we'll see you in the next one. See ya.